Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the 5 Minute Bark Podcast. Today, I am here with Helen Chang, and this is your host, Spencer Pratt. So, Helen is an author and also a coach for authors, and she is here today to tell us a little bit more about what it's like in both of those industries. So, Helen, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, it's so great to meet you, Spencer, and your audience here at the Bark Podcast. You have such a great community of entrepreneurs, visionaries, speakers, and amazing innovators in the world. So I'm just delighted to meet everybody. As you know, I am the founder and editorial director of Author Bridge Media, and my expertise is really in writing ghostwriting best-selling books for authors. And my authors include people like Michael Gerber of the E-Myth Books, Danny Johnson of ABC Secret Millionaire,
wow,
and Scott McGillivray of HGTV's Income Property. And we've worked with more than 500 authors on more than 1,500 products, mostly books, but also their other content. So it's just been so fun to work with entrepreneurs, sharing their methods and strategies for success, as well as their amazing, inspiring stories. So yes, wow, Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, it's our pleasure, Helen. Thank you for coming on. And I mean, I don't think I could give a better introduction myself. That was incredible. Now, why don't you tell us when you got started with kind of the Author Bridge Media, when you realized that the author and book writing industry was really where you wanted to land?
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, I've always loved writing. So I've been writing since I was 5 years old, when I could pull my finger across a misted window and just write words across the window. I grew up, I became a journalist, and I wrote for publications like Business Week, MSNBC.com, and San Francisco Chronicle, writing business stories. And I noticed that entrepreneurs tended to go through a lot of ups and downs, and the most successful entrepreneurs were those who had been through massive failures, but somehow learned the lessons and strategies to come back, and they earned the right to share that wisdom and knowledge with other people. And soon what happened was that these entrepreneurs started asking me to ghostwrite their books for them. And it was such an honor, because I'd always wanted to write books, and I love the idea of getting their messages out and inspiring and changing people's lives in the world. But you know, my first book was such a challenge to write. Do you mind if I tell you that story of how that happened?
No, please do. And Helen, just so the people in the audience, and you know, I know that we've had the pleasure of speaking a little bit before this, do you mind telling the audience what ghostwriting is?
Yeah, so ghostwriting is when I get to work with an author to discover their vision for their book, plan the book blueprint, and then interview them for what we need for the content to reach those goals for the book. And then I write the book for them. I use their words, I use their voice, I use their ideas and content, but I write it in a way that's compelling, that the reader wants to keep reading rather than feeling like they're reading a textbook, right?
Right.
Or just reading a sob story. So a ghostwriter is able to take that and turn it into a story, turn it into a book that people feel like, oh, I just want to keep reading. Oh, I want to find out more. And they create an emotional bond with the reader and want to keep following them and want to keep doing their programs and learning more.
Wow. So that's honestly, Helen, it sounds like that's kind of a more gifted version of an author, right? Because not only are you taking your own ideas in your own writing and publishing that, but you're taking the ideas of people who are struggling to become authors and writing their dreams on paper for them and helping them accomplish their journey. That's a gift.
Yeah. And thank you so much. And you know, a lot of our authors are truly articulate, and they're great storytellers in their own right. Yep. And they've gotten to the stage of their business, you know, they've got multiple six-figure businesses, seven-figure businesses, and they understand that they need to create a team rather than, you know, inventing the wheel all over of trying to figure out how to write this book. They engage us as their outsourced team to kind of like get in their heart and their brain to tell their stories and write their compelling book for them. So So yeah, so that's what we do.
No, that's interesting, Helen. I see a lot of the most successful entrepreneurs and the most successful people that we have on our show are saying that similarly, where the goal for them isn't necessarily to keep it just internally, just them, but to outsource and to do the things and get help with the things that they're not necessarily good at. Right. And I think as a human, that's one of the hardest things to do, is to admit you're not good at something.
Yes, indeed. And I have to say that my job as a ghostwriter truly is to take what's already in their hearts and minds, you know, their existing stories, their existing voice, their existing message, and keep their voice and be true to them. And the greatest compliment to me when I work with an author is when their readers read it and say, it sounds just like you. I can hear you. When I read this book, I can hear you talking to me. So yeah, that's my goal.
That's a really awesome goal as the ghostwriter there. And I mean, it makes so much sense. So at what point after starting ghostwriting, did you say, okay, I want to start my own company, and AuthorBridge Media was born?
Well, let me tell you the story of the first book, you know, that I wrote. And at the time, I was still a journalist, right? And one of my entrepreneur authors came to me and said, can you write my book for me? And I said, sure, I would love to do that. I would be so honored to write your book for you. And so I worked with him and the marketing manager, and you know, they had all the marketing campaigns set up, the infomercials, the television show, the mastery courses, the coaching courses, the workshops, everything. All they needed was the book, because they had seen that a book launches all of the other marketing campaigns. So they just needed the book. And I was like, oh, good. So I'm so excited. I get to do this. I started interviewing the author. I got his author's journey, his hero's journey. I got the scene, the dialogue, the character development of how he had reached a point where he was bankrupt, living in a garage with his in-laws, his wife and baby, just like, you know, unable to support themselves. He was on food stamps, and he reached this point where he said, I absolutely have to turn this around. And he eventually became a very successful investor and, you know, just had a lot of wealth. So I wrote all of that. Yeah, exactly. And so I'm writing this really dramatic story, and I'm super excited about it. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, maybe this book is going to be the next Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or the next Think and Grow Rich, you know?
Yeah.
And so I have this manuscript and I hand it in. And so I'm in the living room dreaming about this success and how I'm going to be this best-selling ghostwriter, and I'm pacing, and I'm walking, you know, back and forth in my living room in front of my white sofa. And I'm on the phone with the marketing manager and the author. And the marketing manager says, this is not marketable. We have to start over. And I think to myself,
oh,
okay. And I hang up the phone and I do what most people in this situation might do. I go to my bedroom and I lie in bed for maybe like 3 days. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, maybe I'm not meant to do this. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I should quit now.
Yep.
And I was just like, you know, I'm an award-winning journalist, but maybe I'm just not meant to write books.
The entrepreneur moment.
Yeah. And I thought, but you know, I promised them that I would get this book done. And I have to finish, and I have to keep my word on this. So I got out of bed, I went to the bookstore, and I looked up and studied all these best-selling business books. I really looked at what made them marketable, in addition to having stories, what made them powerful and successful. And then I went back and I rewrote that manuscript and handed it in. And I thought to myself, God, I hope this is good enough, you know. And we get on the phone again with the author and the marketing manager. And I'm thinking to myself, gosh, I hope they don't fire me from this project. And the marketing manager says, this is good. We can publish. And so the book goes on.
Holy
cow. It's published with 5 editions. And the author was kind enough to invite me to one of their 3-day events, and he introduced me as the ghostwriter, essentially, of his book. Wow. And during the break, people were coming up to me, and they had tears in their eyes saying, that book changed our lives, our families' lives, for generations to come. And I was just so moved by how my words could actually impact entire families' lives.
Right.
And wow. I spoke with the author recently, and he said that that book had actually launched an entire business division that was worth more than $100 million.
Oh my god.
And
gosh.
Still growing. Yeah. So it was like, it really showed me the power of a book for the readers, for the author, and for their business. So I was like, wow, amazing. So yeah, that's how I get so much joy. And then after that, I got so many referrals. I had to sort of choose between journalism and starting a business as a ghostwriter. And obviously I chose to start a business. And so it's been really a blessing. And, you know, it's been many, many hundreds of authors later, and it's truly been a wonderful path to be walking.
Wow. So basically a massive success story that at first kind of didn't seem like it was going to pan out that way.
Yeah.
Is what motivated you and gave you that kind of fuel to continue
yes.
to start your own company and to be the success that you are today. And you said now hundreds of authors. Do you know close to an estimate as to how many you've actually done?
Well, I mean, this year we've worked with more than 44 authors already. So I know
just
that we're...
this year.
Yeah, yeah. So I know that we're past the 500 authors mark that we've worked with. You know, and you have to understand that as a company, we do... ghostwriting, editing, design, and publishing. And not every author who comes to us does an entire book. Some of them just do the design and publishing services, or they might just want a workbook or an online course done. So we do that, right? So we do, we've worked with a lot of authors, not all of them turn into published books necessarily.
Of course.
Yeah.
But that's
it's
still
great.
Incredible. I mean, 500 yeah. authors nonetheless is still absolutely incredible. And
Thank you.
What year did AuthorBridge Media start?
2010.
So 500 authors in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's an accomplishment in itself.
Thank you.
Helen, I know that, again, we talked a little bit before this, and there was a little bit that we wanted to be able to offer the audience. So I would be happy to kind of introduce what we have going on here. Helen has offered a free gift for everyone listening to our podcast here in our audience. And she can tell us a little bit more about it, but it's at freegiftsfromhelen.com. That's free gifts from Helen, H-E-L-E-N.com. And she can tell us a little bit more right now.
Yeah. So for those of you listening, you may be thinking about your book, or you've been thinking about it maybe for years, or you're just thinking about it and wondering how you can get started. Well, we're offering a something called the Create Your Book Vision Blueprint, so that you can create the overall goals and strategies and plan that you have for your book before you actually start writing. Because as you know, a book has to be part of your overall goals to create transformation in your own life, as well as generate revenue, attract clients, and build your credibility in your business, and of course inspire people. So this kind of gives you a blueprint for creating that overall plan, and of course it's a free gift, so take advantage of it, and it's at free gifts with an S from helen.com, and I would love for you to have this opportunity to explore your own book.
Wow. So from somebody who's helped 500 authors with courses, with books, with all sorts of content, she's offering a free, basically, outline to help you and get you on the right track to start writing your own book. And once you complete that, feel free to reach out to Helen. She would love to help. She would love to give as many people her insight and help them ghostwrite their perfect book and get them to that next step. So Helen, thank you so much for coming on today. We really appreciate your time. And is there anything you'd like to leave us with here today?
I just want to say that for those of you listening, and also for you, Spencer, because I know a little bit about your story from our conversation previously.
Yes.
But for anyone listening to this, I just want you to know that everything you've been through is for a reason, and that everything you've been through can help someone else on their journey of entrepreneurship, success, and growth as a person. So no matter how small you may think you are, you have something worthwhile to share, an incredible message to share that can inspire many, many people out there. And if you decide to do it as a book, I would love to explore with you how to get it out there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Helen. That is a really sweet way to leave our audience here today. And also, I appreciate that personally. So thank you everyone so much for listening. And I hope you guys will tune in for another episode very soon. Take care.